The praise in Psalm 149 is marked by joy. Remember that happiness is a feeling, but joy flows from a choice to embrace the rhythms of God. The psalmist makes it clear that praise is not a somber act, but a passion-filled celebration of who God is, an explosion of joy. But does praising God with joy come easily to you? Or does that sound like an impossible proposition? Talk to him about that now. Regardless of how you feel, why not make a decision to praise with joy now? Start by thinking of reasons to praise God. Think about who He is and what He's done for you. As you begin to think about this, begin to smile. Maybe start with just a subtle grin. Lips kept gently together. Slowly but surely, let it stretch out across your face into a fully fledged, cheek-aching smile. This psalm talks about praising with singing and dancing and celebration. Verse 5 says, "Let his faithful people rejoice in this honor and sing for joy on their beds." This may sound outrageous, but if you're in your bedroom now, why not do this? It's likely no one will see you anyways. Stand on your bed or wherever you are and with joy declare praise to God. Sing out or speak out who He is and the good things He has done. The psalm concludes with a reminder that praise is a sword in our hands. Worship is warfare. What battles might you be facing in which the praise in your mouth can be a powerful weapon? In the face of those battles, praise Him with joy. Thank God that as you celebrate and praise Him, He is with you. He has gone before you, and just as He's been faithful before, He will be faithful again. Thank you, Father, that in you we have joy. Because of Jesus, we have joy. Help us to make the daily decision to praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.